Ladies and gentlemen, you probably know that it is Science Week, and we thought it would be nice to bring in someone who can talk about how science helps us solve mysteries. And I would suggest maybe putting down your dinner for 10 minutes, because Dr. Paula Magni is a forensic biologist who has a particular interest in maggots and flies, which I don't think is a very polite way of introducing a guest. To be honest, I think she deserves better than that. She has literally written the script when it comes to TV shows like CSI. She spent 8 years writing for the Italian version of the show. Dr. Magni has developed an app designed to help law enforcement agencies and pathologists at crime scenes. She also teaches forensic science to a new generation of scientists at Murdoch University, and she is this year's FameLab Australia winner. Paula, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
What a wonderful list of achievements. And I began with the flies and maggots.
Yeah, correct. He's always starting with that, flies and maggots, and then we go even nastier after.
Well, shall we start with flies and maggots?
Absolutely.
And then be done with it. Why are flies and maggots so significant to your branch of forensic science?
Well, you know, crimes can happen in any form and shapes. In my experience, my work is more focused on the presence of a human body or a carcass of an animal. So a case of a murder or a case of animal cruelty. Now, when the body is dead, the nature take over. And when takes over in the form of flies normally, because flies are the sharks of the decomposition process. If the shark can feel the presence of a little blood drop in lots of water, in a swimming pool of water, but flies have something similar to the sharks. They have some chemioreceptors that have some little bits and pieces on their body. They can feel the presence of the odor, the decomposition. It's something they say, boom, boom, boom. Hello, there is food there. So they arrive like sharks and, well, they just enjoy the free dinner.
And what have you been able to learn from these creatures? Why is it so significant in the understanding of a criminal case, arrival of them?
Yeah, so first of all, they arrive if the body is there. And this is the bottom line. That means that when I arrive at the scene at some point after some time of their arrival, I can backtrack their presence. And their presence, their age, can be correlated to the time since death. Time since death is a pivotal information for the crime scene reconstruction. We can understand when the crime happened. And sometimes the maggots can also keep some secrets from the body. Like, for example, drugs. The body was, for example, poisoned. The body died because of overdose. Well, if I find only bones, I will not be able to analyze the body from the toxicological point of view. The information will be false positive or false negative, but the bugs do not lie. In their own little body, they shade, they have this information. So we work in something that is very fancy, that is called entomotoxicology, that is the hybrid science.
And very hard to spell.
Yeah, I like the jargon. I feel more intelligent when I use it.
Yeah, you are intelligent. Don't worry.
So we use the bugs instead of the body to get this information. And the reason why we can do that is because the body of the bugs is made in something that is called chitin, that is very similar to keratin, that is basically the hair of a body. That is a typical matrix for toxicological analysis. So we modify the technique to use the bugs, and we have this information. It's a sort of a food chain. You are what you eat. And the bugs are not lying from that point of view.
Do you know what struck me already, Dr. Paula Magni? Sorry, I want to call you by your Italian, Dr. Paula Magni. What struck me already is you've used certain phrases that already look like they belong on books in airports as thrillers. What the maggots knew, what the flies told me. How were you drawn to this world of forensic science? Because I would imagine the students that you teach at Murdoch have been drawn to it because they watched a lot of television.
They are actually. I mean, science sometimes is thought to be so far away from us. Like, think about when you were studying math at school, how boring it was, how boring it was trigonometry. How the hell am I going to use trigonometry in my daily life? Well, a policeman or a forensic scientist will use trigonometry to find out the dynamic of a murder, because trigonometry is what we use for blood stain pattern analysis. I will analyze the drops of blood, and I will use mathematical formula, not strange algorithm, simple trigonometry, to find the hitting spot, the position of the body, the how tall was the person that was actually hitting the victim. So all of this is basic science, but it's science that is applied to daily life,
yes,
or daily death in that some cases.
What drew you to it, though? When did you decide that this was an area of scientific exploration that you wanted to pursue?
I believe that I was born not for forensic science, but for science, in particular for natural sciences. I was always interested in the nature surrounding me. I was the little girl that didn't want to play with the dolls. I was the little girl who asked for a microscope when she was five, and
yes,
so happy simply to stare at my little fish in the little aquarium. So when I went to the university, I didn't study forensic science because back in the days, there was not this subject. Forensic science was more for people that were study pathology, so medical,
yes,
doctors,
yes,
and for a police academy, but not for normal scientists. So when I studied natural sciences, at some point I said, well, I'm so in love with this nature, study of nature, but how can I use nature for a bigger scope, for a bigger goal, to help society somehow? And I bumped into this new discipline that was called forensic entomology, that is the use of insects for forensic investigation, for investigation about crimes. So, wow, I said to myself, wow, I can be useful using nature. My tools are the bugs.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't like bugs, but I like the idea that the bugs can be my tool. So, yeah.
It's a fantastic story. Dr. Paula Magni is my guest, forensic biologist and lecturer at Murdoch University. Tell me about your involvement with CSI, the Italian version of CSI.
Look, this morning I was teaching my students in my unit, and my lecture, the title of my lecture was 101 Things That You Can Do With a Maggot. And it's basically, it's real. You can really do so many things with maggots in terms of analyzing things that are happening at the crime scene and backtrack information, time since death, presence of drugs, presence of foreign DNA, movement of the body, and even situation in which the body is still alive and bugs can give you information. Now, forensic entomologists are 250 in the world, pretty much.
Yes.
In Italy, I was working as a practitioner. I was involved in several cases, and I was, inverted comma, famous in my field. So I was approached by the producers of the movie asking me some tips for new ideas, because there are so many movies about crime scene investigation out there. They really needed something new. And I proposed them a couple of ideas, but, you know, you see me, I can't stop talking. And so I was talking. There are so many things that I can do for you. And they say, wow, okay, for this series, please shut up. That's it. That's enough. But for the next series, we really need to add a character. We need someone that will be you in the series, so she can just have fun with nature and use the soil, the pollens, the plankton, the maggots, the flies, the grasshoppers, and sometimes also the firefly to solve cases.
You should be playing yourself on a series. I cannot imagine.
No, I have the face for the radio.
No. I cannot imagine an actor recreating your incredible enthusiasm and knowledge of this subject.
Maybe one day.
and are you of the view too that this is a world that is continuing to open up? You were talking to the kids today. Sorry, I call everyone kids. 101 uses for maggots. Have we only started to understand the role the natural world can play in revealing more about who we are and what we do?
Absolutely, because there are, as I told you, crimes are infinitive in terms,
yeah,
of possibility and situation, and the environment can play a big, big role. And in some cases, some countries have funds to do research in some cases, and in some circumstances of the crime, some places they don't have. I am pretty lucky because at Murdoch University, I have kind of freedom to do something more interesting and something a little bit more cutting edge in terms of forensic investigation research. Last year, for example, I put suitcases in the vet farm, and I put dead bodies in the suitcases, and I found out what happens to dead bodies when they are concealed in suitcases. And this is the first and the only
research. What happens to dead bodies when they're concealed in suitcases?
Well, believe it or not, flies are able not to open the suitcases, but to lay eggs on the zip of the suitcases, and the baby flies, so the maggots are able to get inside and start the decomposition process inside of the suitcase. So this information is absolutely pivotal, because come on, if you kill someone, you want to conceal them. A suitcase can be a pretty good place.
Let me ask you then, with your years of expertise, when people have sought to kill someone and then hide their evidence, do we normally do a pretty bad job of it?
Well, I would say the crime can be perfect if there is an imperfect investigation. Yeah. And sometimes it's not because we are no good, but because we don't have the tools, we don't have the knowledge, and we don't have the opportunity to explore different type of approach to the crime scene investigation. And this comes another project that I'm working on, that is training forensic officers and forensic students in a crime scene investigation in virtual reality. So we create the scene in any way we want in virtual reality, and the students or the law enforcement, they train themselves again and again and again until they master the scene. And then we change the scene and moving simply the weapon from a place to another, or flipping the body from the top to the bottom, or simply adding a body, or changing the room in which the body is found, or going into the bush, the investigation is completely different. And they can master it. They can do that again and again until they are the best.
On Drive this evening, listening to Dr. Paula Magni tell about her enormously interesting adventures in science. You've also been acclaimed, and I can completely understand that, because we often talk about who is going to teach the next generation of science students. How do we make science more appealing? Science is enormously important. In fact, in a world where we've stopped listening to science on so many levels, it's so important that people are great science communicators. You're that. Is that important to you as well? Do you stand in front of those students and think, you know, I'm going to make this important to them?
I like the idea that I don't teach science, I share science. It's the idea of bringing my students in my world, in my experience, in my love. Even love is science. Love is chemistry. And I have this love for science, and I just want to share this.
What a delight to have you in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.